Okay, we'll stop now, and we'll wait for Donna.
Hi, I'm a little bit early, so go ahead with whatever you were doing.
Oh, we were just talking about marijuana, and Dwayne said the growing of hemp would be good, and I was just seeing something the other day about a woman who family was from England, and her father, I think, was a governor back in the day in India, and she had gone back to and was showing a hemp company, huge hemp, and they said that hemp's coming back. And Dwayne, you want to make a comment about what you were saying about hemp?
Oh, I was just saying that it would help neutralize the marijuana because, you know, the bees would kind of mix things up, so it wouldn't be as offensive. And they're just trying to make it much, much bigger and supply for large areas, not just this area. They have much bigger intentions and drawing in money for the taxes and so on. And it's getting it really close to children in their schools and making it look like it's...
You're breaking up a little bit, Dwayne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I can. I think I get the gist, yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say, we sell all the hemp products in our store, and we sell CBD oil for pain. Now, there is no... I take a CBD oil from time to time to see if it'll help my arthritis in my hip. It really doesn't do much for me. But then there's a whole bunch of different companies out there, and some of them are good and some of them are not, and that takes some figuring out too. But none of them have the THC in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
The ones that we're...
Almost all rope was made out of hemp on the old sail ship days.
Yeah. That's
right.
Well,
the bags were made out of hemp.
And some camping gear and things, all kinds of things.
I just saying hi from Linnell.
Linnell's on. Yeah,
Barbara,
and we have a woman, Dorothy, from Texas. Dorothy, where in Texas are you from?
McKinney.
Yes, hi, Dorothy. I live down the road from you, and I really want to get together with you.
We're going to do that one of these days. You got my phone number.
Yes, we got to do that. But Barbara, you know, Gabbert, who did live in Dallas and has just recently moved down here to Sulphur Springs, I was sharing with her about you. I said, we've got a sister in McKinney, and we've got to go see her. And Barbara said, let's do it. Barbara is at the moment a little overwhelmed with unpacking and stuff, and as soon as she calms down a little bit, she and I are coming up to see you, Dorothy.
That would be lovely.
Oh, and it looks, I've seen Barbara's place online, and it looks like it's great, and it has a huge amount of possibilities of what all y'all can do there. I can just see a Vastu temple one day.
Yes, I can too. They've got about 2 acres, and they've got 2 huge storage buildings. One of them is going to become a sanctuary, they hope. And are there
it's about half done, and Mr. Phil just finally got the mixer configured today, so we're going to be able to broadcast on Sunday for the first time in about 2 months. So yay!
Excellent. You also have an extra apartment in your place.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's not extra right now because we're living in that while we're fixing up the house.
Well,
yes.
Good fortune.
Okay, we better get started. Dwayne, hold on a minute while I... I do some muting. Okay, Dwayne, just hit *6 and you can take it away. Dwayne, are you there?
Unmuted. Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our evening class here. Excuse me just a moment. Tonight we're going to be sharing our class with Cindy and Donna Dregan, Linnell, Sharon, and Donna Korth, and presenting the class tonight. We invite any of you to help us pray after class Tonight we are honored to hear from Mother Mary, twin flame of Archangel Raphael, and Archei of the fifth ray. One of her previous incarnations was as the wife of Jesse and the mother of his eight sons. You can look up her story in the Bible. Of course, you all know her as the mother of Jesus. At the end of our class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions and or share any insights and experiences you have had, and give us any prayer requests for you and your family, and or join us in prayer. I'd like to read our mission and vision statement and see if they feel like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. I invite everyone to give with me the prayer to Mother Mary from the invitations that you received. Beloved Mother Mary, we call upon you to show us how to be subsumed into the oversoul of God, whereby our soul is aligned with and manifesting within the greater spiritual light of God. Bring us to higher awareness through our understanding of your intercession and deliverance of souls. Thank you for your promises to help us with our daily vigils on behalf of mothers, fathers, children in the womb, and all who require healing. Show us how to receive true spiritual technology to utilize for the glory of God in all activities of life. Thank you for offering to help us as our planet strains to become on earth as it is in heaven. Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you and your legions of angels for protecting this class from all interference. Thank you for bringing to class those ready to hear these truths. Amen. Now we will sing together the song we sent you. It is in the songbook titled, I and the Mother Light Are One, song 120 in our songbook. As we sing this song with great reverence for our powerful heavenly help, visualize light flowing into the top of your head and traveling throughout your body and earth. Visualize Mother Mary hugging you and filling you with her love, which she promises to do if you ask her. I turn the class over to Donna Corth, who brings the song for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Duane.
Welcome.
Chamber of my heart. I am a mother appealing for the blessing.
Okay, this is the beginning of a very interesting class, I think you'll find, because we are in a very fast-moving, changing, everyday stage of life. A lot of people call it the shift. And definitely, there is a shift going on. And I think Mother Mary addresses this in a number of little ways. Dictation or her class is a little bit long, so I'm going to read the first couple of paragraphs to make it a little bit quicker. She says, "My precious one, my beloved hearts, children of the sun, I, Mary, come this morning to share with you in this time of intimacy of your spiritual communion in silence with God some of my secrets to true solar awareness and spirituality. And I ask you to pause within your mind to consider whether you can truly say that you love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. If you feel that you cannot affirm and aver with the totality of your being that this is so, then consider what the dynamics are within your life that are preventing you from realizing this primary goal, which I say should be that of every son and daughter of God. There are many diversions on the path of light, yet you may put all of these aside, blessed ones, when the totality of your being is focused upon the one God, the great I am that I am. In other words, friends, this is me. The most important thing, in addition, other than all of the helping, giving, serving, church services, whatever we do, the most important thing is to know God in your heart with an overflowing love every minute of the day, 24/7. She says, put all that other stuff aside and get with it, with God. Get to know him. And then she says, so get to know God within the great central sun within your heart as that spirit spark of your divinity that ignites life and consciousness within you and that excites all that is beautiful, reverent, and sublime within you and your world. So now we will hear her direct voice.
You may have heard a number of sermons and discourses and heart's dreams about divine love. Is your life a heart stream of love whereby every moment in some way is focused upon divine light, God's will, wisdom, and love manifesting within your being? One with all life? If you have not yet felt the totality of this experience residing within your spirit, then join me this day in a new experience of the love of God. As I take you on a journey of true soulfulness, whereby your soul is subsumed into the oversoul of God, whereby your spirit is aligned with and radiantly manifesting within the greater spiritual light and integrity of your source, God, your beloved.
Sharon, if you're there, I've asked Sharon to explain what it means to be subsumed into your I Am presence, your oversoul, as Mary calls it, the oversoul here. There are a number of names. I call it my I Am presence. I'm not sure what Sharon calls it, but I'll let her share with you. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everyone. Okay, so I wanted to look up the Oversoul so that people would be clear on this. Some people do call it the I Am Presence. Some people call it the original blueprint of our divine essence from ages past when we were created in the image of God. But our Oversoul exists within a higher level of our being, so it's all the same. And subsumed means, another word for being subsumed is absorbed. So on my thoughts about this, we live and work first and foremost for God. We utilize our divine choices with our sacred labors and our God ideations and things that we receive from meditation and stillness. These things help us to realize inner peace and emanate that peace, right diet for God's temple, and holding the immaculate concept for all beings. All these things help us to become subsumed in the Oversoul of God. In short, love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and be present with God at all times, throughout the day and the night. Just be present and silent. Be still and just know that we are all a part of God at all times. So in doing this, you totally subsume your soul into the divine essence of the Oversoul. Just remember to be present, as Eckhart Tolle always said, be present. And that will help you to just be a part of God at 24/7. And that's what we want. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And we'll go on. It gets more and more interesting because Mary gets more and more into this.
The goal of all meditation, spiritual practices, and silence may be union with the one heart that beats and creates all life. And when within your experience of stillness there is this alignment with the living flame of love, who is God within you and within all life, then your meditation practice, then all of your spiritual ideals may be realized from within this framework of the one cause, the one purpose, the one realization of harmony, of beauty, and of peace within the heart, mind, and will of your divine Father, Mother. Gracious One, within the temples of light of the ancient golden crystal age civilizations, and that which is even now a burning within many upon earth, and which already exists in the higher octaves of light, there is this self-same experience of living in pure being, of knowing only light.
There is a scripture, it's in one of the one I like the best, is Luke 10:19, which says, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and to walk in dangerous places, and nothing shall harm you, because you are one with God, with me, because your names are registered in heaven. At a certain point, after we finish experiencing the birth pangs that Mother Earth is going through as we advance toward the golden crystal age, it will become here on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus prayed. And so in a few minutes, we will talk about what it is like in heaven and what it is that is now a warning with many of us upon earth who are doing what Mother Mary has just said, living, being 24/7 in God. And we will talk about how to do that. It seems impossible with all the stuff going on, the challenges, the government battles, the deep state stuff, the political ups and downs, and people becoming more angry than I've ever seen before in my life. And I've lived a while. So we'll go on now with her.
And the soundless sound of eternality. And when you tap into this divine resource and can feel effulgently within your soul this sense of oneness, this divine essence of God good that is yours to know and to truly be in every moment, then your liberation is complete. Then your enlightenment is manifest. Then your divinity speaks through you, radiates through you. The energy field that you co-create with the Lord is aromatic and powerful as a divine resource to bless life and to work any work that you so desire to manifest while giving glory to God. And manifesting the magnanimity of the magnification process of the Creator.
So what is it that is a warning within many of us upon earth that already exists in heaven? Are we going to have the same heavenly experience that the angels are having and the masters are having? And that's of oneness, of being in the light, and of knowing total love. Do you feel this aborning in you yet? How can we get this light, this oneness in God? I'm going to call on Barbara Gabbert here to share any insights she has on getting this great love and that she may have gotten from Mother Mary, or I'll let her share. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. This is something that I have been working on for many, many years. It took me a long time to understand that God doesn't ask us to understand everything. He asks us to be obedient. And that was a really hard thing for me to do since I was wanted to know why about everything. But Communing with your own presence and with the fullness of God in silence is something that has helped me a lot over the years, just to have quiet moments of reflection and meditation, maybe not formal meditation practices necessarily, but those are also very good to help you tap in to the great source, and to just learn to listen, learn to observe and watch how God is working in everything all the time. Those that don't see God's hand at work in the world aren't really looking very much, in my opinion. And we have to invest in that spirit, we have to make the decision to go with it. It's a choice. It's a conscious choice to embrace the divine. And it's sometimes it's a choice you have to make every hour. And just remind yourself daily that this is what it's about. This is where faith comes from. And it's our faith that carries us through all the difficult moments in our life, because we believe the messages that God has told us. And otherwise, what is it for? It's the testing of us to see, do we really believe what we say we believe, or are we just talking? So, and the answers to that are often found in silence. This from a woman who loves to talk. but truly, my most profound moments have come in silence. And that's what I have to say on that.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, we'll go on here.
Gentle ones, the science of life is love. When understood as co-creativity with the one who is the progenitor of all life. Divine beingness may be understood truly from this point of ideation and emanation. And when you focalize and concentrate upon the eternal then radiates through you the essences, the blessings of peace, prosperity, and potentiality. And there is born anew within you that which emerged when you were conceived in the heart of God as a beautiful spirit. Crystalline light in nature, divine in that original blueprint of your true nature.
The masters are now telling us over and over and over that to get this true love and experience the science of life, which is love, we must meditate. That's the most important thing. And as Mother Mary said, drop all those other wonderful things you're doing and focus on Almighty God until he is through you, within you, and speaking through you 24/7. So this is a challenge because we live in the West where everything is moving so fast and our minds are full of stuff. And I can't tell you the number of times I sat down to meditate and then I just gave up because the phone was ringing, because I thought of things that I had to do that I was afraid I was going to forget, and I had to get up and write them down. And it's a challenge. But I do want to say, this is why we meditate during our morning, daily morning service broadcasts. How do we successfully meditate? There is, if you go to our website, which is heartcenter.org, you can click on the one where it says teaching and blogs at the top on the purple banner and scroll down to the word meditations and click. The first thing you'll see there is a picture of Boyd Batten, who does all of the computer work and stuff. And he tells how he meditates on forgiveness. Now, he meditates a different way than I do, and every one of us will meditate a little differently. And every one of our meditations will be different, because when we talk to God, our conversations and our times with him are different just like when I talk to my daughter, every time I talk to her, it's a different conversation. It's a different place. Then at the bottom on the right, well, actually on the right, there is a list of meditations, and there's that you can click on any of these. And if you don't have a computer, go to the library. And if you want to have a copy of this page that I'm reading from right now, I've copied it off, and I will be glad to send it to anybody who calls me or goes to friends@heartcenter.org and asks for me. And I will respond make this request. But some of these meditations are Lady Master Lito, Guided Meditation with Soul Travel, Great Divine Director Guided Meditation, Meditation on the Threefold Flame, Meditation in Oneness with Your Higher Self, which is what we're talking about here, Lord Maitreya's Journey into the Heart of His Guru, Meditation for Alchemy and World Peace. These are some of the things that I will have on that page that I will send you, and if you have a computer, be sure, or don't have one, be sure and go to the library and read this. Now, just quickly to kind of encourage you, I would say this. You've got to schedule something. If you schedule things like, I'm going to go to the post office today, I've got to get this, and this to the grocery store, I've got to stop and pick up this, you write in there somewhere, I'm going to meditate for 15 minutes. Usually the best time is first thing in the morning. If you can do it, also doing it before you go to bed. I start my day, I have four steps. I start my day with my I Am Presence. I start talking with her before I open my eyes. I may even sing something, either mentally or audibly. In fact, what came to me recently was this little song I sing. Beloved, I Am Presence bright. Round me seal your arms of light. I can feel you from above, filling me with your holy love. I consecrate my day to you as you direct all that I do, sharing, giving, spreading light, victorious living day and night. Yes, I love my presence. Yes, I love my presence. Yes, I love my presence because she first loved me. Now, you can call your presence he, she, or it, whatever you're comfortable with, or you can say he, she at the same time. So then I get up. I drink water with a half of a lemon or lime squeezed in it to kind of balance my body and alkalize it a little bit. And then I sit down and I meditate for 15 minutes, beginning with just, you've heard the scripture, be still and know that I am God. So that's the first thing that comes into my mind is to be still. Then I look upward towards my third eye and I mentally love my I Am Father, Mother presence. And I do what's called Ho'opono, which says, All it is you say, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you for forgiving me. Then when I see, and this is for me only, I'm not saying everybody will have this, nobody will necessarily have the same experience because we're all different people speaking to God or being with God and listening and feeling his presence. So then what happens to me is I look for the violet light and I feel like I'm being heard and loved in return for some reason. At this point, when I can see violet, it's beautiful light that comes over the top of my head as I have my eyes closed. I can just see this light shimmering in front of me, and it's a violet light. And it's kind of a bluish violet, and it's sometimes it shimmers and changes colors of violet. And the last thing I do, after meditating, I make my schedule for the day, asking and discussing each thing on the schedule with my I Am Presence. And I carry this schedule around with me, and I may change it if someone unexpectedly calls on me for help or assistance. So I stay flexible with my presence because I want to know myself as God in manifestation, eventually, fully and completely. So that's what we all work towards.
You see, blessed ones, it is a choice every moment whether to manifest your true nature, or something less. And I urge you to consider, moment by moment, what is real within you, what is true within you. And if, like me, you can assert that only God is real, only God is true. Then that reality and that truth will be conveyed through every breath that you take, through every heartbeat that you experience. And you will know yourself as God in manifestation. You will realize yourself as a God-created one, living in light, in love, to fulfill your highest dreams and aspirations, God's vision and mission for you. If during these times of silence you can experience ever more deeply this connection with your source and feel love pouring through your being, then the purpose of your meditation practice will be and is being fulfilled, dearest ones. You save sentient beings by saving yourself, by raising yourself in light, because all life is intertwined. And this vast array you call the Antahkarana of life, the web of living reality. And you actually do not have to leave your own being, one with God, to transform anything outside, because God is real within you. The light is pulsating through you, and this is what is real, vivid, alive, progressive, powerful.
We, in a sense, are holographic beings. We each are as cells in the body of God. Every one of us is part of his body. And that's why he desires us to be one with him and with each other. He desires to love and nourish every one of us as a cell in his body. And even as we love the cells in our body and care for them, we are meant to act as one with each other. And all the body parts act as one. Just as when you stub your big toe while getting up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, your whole body knows and comes to the rescue. First thing happens when you can sit down, one of your hands grabs your toe. I guarantee it. Then you feel bad about it, and so another hand grabs something to put on it, especially if you cut it, like some mirthiolate or something like that. But what about when some of our cells become rogue and results in cancer? I had cancer. A couple of years ago, I had cancer of the breast. We mourn for lost body parts, just as God mourns for lost body parts. Those of us who reject him and do not work together as one with him and do not have the joy of knowing him fully inside and out, they're missing out. And then there are some that totally disbelieve. There are some that reject him and do not want to have any part of him. Our own body cells are real within us, and we care for them, and they are all intertwined, just as Mother Mary meant when she said, all life is intertwined. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says, God has made many parts for our bodies and has put each part just where he wants it. What a strange thing a body would be if it had only one part. So he has made many parts. But still, there is only one body. And there are many parts of us as one throughout this planet. He says, so God has put the body together in such a way that extra honor and care are given to those parts that might otherwise seem less important. This makes for happiness among the parts, so that the parts have the same care for each other that they do for themselves. If one part suffers, all parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad and rejoice, because we are all one in God's image, and we are all one in God, cells in the body of God. So that's that was a very interesting scripture to me, especially when I realized that we all life is intertwined, and the importance of that.
At this seminal time of Earth's history and your story, I am with you. I am within you as a nurturing fountain of blessing and joy. As a mother who cares for you affectionately every moment. As a divine resource whom you may resonate with and feel ever close to in order to support through your love, wisdom, and power, the outpicturing of your highest ideals. Where grace is present within your life, where joy becomes you, and where love is rich. Upon your lips and within your heart. My gracious ones, I have come to many across the world to call souls back to the heart of God through prayer, meditation, fasting. And the giving of the rosary and the establishing of communities of light. You are a community here. And though you are virtual at this point in your human time, and the ways in which you interact and worship together, we are establishing within the greater community of all light bearers stronger connections, more amazing conversations, whereby all of your holy brothers and sisters around the world may be more supportive of one another. More respectful of all paths, more connected through the miracle of the spiritual technologies that we are releasing and that will realized upon earth.
Did you hear that? Spiritual technologies that we are releasing that will be discovered and utilized upon earth. And this is what I believe Jesus was relating to when he said that he was praying that it would be on earth as it is in heaven. So, what kind of spiritual technologies do they have in heaven, and what kind are the angels releasing, and do you have any yet? I see, as I look through this wonderful message, that our spiritual technologies are awareness at an Olympic level, such as thinking of someone and immediately being in contact with them. If you've read any of the near-death experience books, several of them, especially one that I love, called Testimony of Light by Helen Graves, spelled, her last name is spelled G-R-E-A-V-E-S, and she tells the story of having intimate contact with her very dear friend once her friend died and went to heaven. And her friend tells her about, all you have to do is think of something and you're there. I thought, she said, how wonderful it would be to be on a beach. And I looked and there I was on a beach with this beautiful water and its wonderful sunset. And she said, I thought of somebody that I knew had died and I wanted to see them. And sure enough, there they were. She said, there's no injuries here, no car accidents, no pain, no blood or guts or anything like that we have to worry about in heaven. It's all really wonderful. But here we are, and we're striving towards this. And remember that we read about Jesus telling his disciples in Luke that wherever they walked, whatever they did, whatever danger they would find themselves in as they grew in their oneness with him, they would not be harmed. So what kind of dangerous places do we find ourselves in today? Well, let me tell you a little bit about 5G. I don't know if you've heard about 5G, but I have a paper I would be glad to send to all of you. I transcribed this message from El Moria, who says 5G is deadly, and he tells us what to do about it. He gives us five things that start with G. It won't make a lot of sense to you right now, but I can go over it with anybody who calls me or emails me at friends@heartcenter.org. He talks about doing the bhajans because they invoke a very high frequency and vibration that takes us above the energies that sometimes aliens and Nephilim project. He talks about using Indian ragas, which also have a very high vibration that is very holy, sacred, and ancient. He talks about gracefully entering our I Am presence. When we are in our presence and we see that light or feel that love or finally feel in tune with him, which sometimes takes us a number of practice sessions, when that happens, we're protected generally. But you may not know that or be there yet. And then he says, giving dynamic decrees with others to Hercules. Hercules, he says, the master Hercules can deal with everything in the physical plane, even 5G. So give him the authority to act and do a 33-day novena, which is exactly what we're doing every morning between 8 and 11 Central Time. Then El Moria recommends that every one of us secure a special cage. He calls it, well, it's a Gia Wellness Company cage. You can look up Gia Wellness Company on Google and read all about the Gia products if you wish. I'll tell you something else to look up, too, that's very helpful, and it's only been known about since 2009, and that's a product called Shun Guite. It's spelled S-H-U-N, Shun Guite, G-I-T-E, and it is a substance out of Russia that causes negative energies that are going counterclockwise to become clockwise so that they are harmless and, in fact, even helpful. So there's a lot of other things that El Moria says here that I would love to send to you. So like I say, just email me at friends@heartcenter.org or call me if you have my phone number, which is on the bottom of the invitations we mailed out, and I hope they're on the ones that were sent out by email. Just briefly, Boyd mentioned to us a doctor named Dr. William Kelly Edium, MD, and he tells us that what happens with 5G, which is apparently it's already being started in Dallas, is that it scrambles all our electrolytes, including potassium. And potassium is what keeps us in balance and prevents diarrhea. Ozone will push the potassium where it doesn't belong in our bodies. And this scrambling will happen very fast if you have 5G in your neighborhood. Employees in a workplace that work near a 5G thing are likely to feel not so bad one minute and yet be mortified the next by what happens to them. This is why he says no books will be written, because there won't be time. The effect is universal and no one has immunity to it. Increasing consumption of electrolytes will actually speed up the harm done, because the electrolytes are still present. They're just jammed in all the wrong places in your body due to the 5G vibrations. And by the time people figure out what's happened, the ones able to turn it off will be in the same trapped situation where they cannot leave the bathroom. Outsiders coming to the rescue from non-5G cities will also be overcome. The only solution would be to cut off power to all electricity from a non-local electric power company. And then he says much more, but I'm just reading some of the key parts here. He says, I kept a close eye on the flu reports from some of the early rollout 5G cities where data is available. To be sure, those cities such as Charlotte, Dallas, and Louisville barely have any 5G, yet flu symptoms and flu have spiked following their rollouts in every city where 5G has been introduced. All of a sudden, everybody's coming down with stuff. They blame the flu, but it's the heavy diarrhea has already started. Louisville, he says, was having an extremely mild flu season for 3 months, right up to the rollout of the 5G. Then, bam, in the first 2 weeks, their flu went up 1,133%. In the next 2 weeks, it soared over 3,000%. In the 3 weeks following that, their flu was up over 5,000%. Charlotte was number one in the nation for the worst flu right after the rollout. Dallas has been as high as number two in the nation since 5G was turned on at Love Airfield and in the city park. The harm caused by the ozone is cumulative, so you don't feel it coming on. It accumulates, and then all of a sudden, bam, you can't leave the bathroom. And you don't know whether to bend over or sit down, because stuff's coming out at both ends. So it's not surprising to me that the CDC and the California Health Department have come out in the past few days to say this flu season could last until May, which they say is very unusual. They are seeing the flu change from H1N1 to the more deadly H2N3. In fact, with high flu numbers continuing or climbing. So now we will go on with Mother Mary here.
O God, conscious ones, pray for the day and accept that day now within you, when truth is the norm and all folly has been erased by the living emerald ray of authentic and real wisdom, manifesting through all who purport to be teachers, presenters, newscasters. Imagine that day now when all that you hear, see, and experience within the media is validated by the Divine One, the Keeper of the Scrolls and the Recording Angels. Imagine that there is no chimera or facade of the deliberate conveyance of ignorance or untruth.
Just real quick, this is our opportunity to test how aware, how sentient, how intuitive we are as we grow in this oneness with God. Check the news from time to time and see when you ask your higher self, is this true or is it false? I won't even listen to the mainstream news media anymore because I find so many falsities. But it's exciting to know that it's coming to an end.
I, Mary, send a ray now into all media upon earth for the light of living truth to blaze forth and to reveal that which must now be known. Around this world, by mankind. Yes, dearest ones, all that is hidden will come to the surface. The Lord God has averred it, and Jesus himself proclaims it this day for the separation of the tares from the wheat, the goats from the sheep. And there is this day at a certain level of awareness throughout the earth, that action of divine justice, and it will continue until all that is holy will rise, and all that is ignoble will disappear.
In Revelation 22:11, it says, and when that time comes, all doing wrong will do it more, the vile will become more vile, and the good men will do better and make progress. In Revelation 22:15, it says, outside of heaven are those who have strayed away from God, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, and the idolaters, and all who love to tell falsehoods and do it. Very interesting.
Legions of truth. Angels of the sacred fire. Blaze forth now the emerald ray in all dimensions of life. For the way, the truth, and that life divine to be revealed, known, and experienced by the sons and daughters of God. Let the prayers of those who have plead the Almighty for intercession and mediation be answered by 10,000 legions of light this hour. Yes, blessed ones, the days are shortened for the elect. For those who have not elected to do the will of God, awaken and know who you are. Be quickened and see new opportunity for reconciliation and as you love God with all of your heart, mind, strength, and soul, I, Mary, am nurturing you with my Immaculate Heart. I, Mary, am loving you as God loves you, intimately, reverently, most affectionately, as my own, as my little one, even as my child Jesus. For there is enough love in my heart to love you all. There is enough caring and tenderness in my heart to protect you all. Therefore, let go of your pain, your sorrow, your sense of separation. Come to my Immaculate Heart. Be bathed in pure light and joy, and know true healing and wholeness. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Mother Mary. Now, Donna Dregan is going to share a little bit about what's going on in the Heart Center, and right after that, Linnell will close us in prayer. So, Donna, share your announcements. Am I catching you off guard? Well, if Donna's tied up there, I'm going to call on Linnell then. Linnell, if you will go ahead and just close in prayer, and we'll do the announcements after we go, after we close. So, Linnell, just star six.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, good.
Great, awesome. Thank you, beloved Heavenly Mother Mary. We pray right now to the Father, Mother God, and to our own mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self. Thank you, our beloved Heavenly Creator. We pray for you right now to subsume us into your entire consciousness, being, and world, and the love of our own presence, which you have created us in. We pray that we will be the vibratory action of all that you created and intended us to be, of your blessed rays, all of your beautiful rays of love and wisdom and power and light and love and victory and transmutation. We pray right now that the perfection of your energies and the energies that you have imbued within us will go forth to transmute all that may be against your beloved heavenly holy energies, all that we have spoken about in this activity of the 5G, and anything else in the media or anywhere else that is outpicturing anything that is less than you. We pray right now to be melded with our own presence of you, O Lord God Almighty, that you have created us in, and that we may go forth and spread your love and live and exist in the purity of the love that you created us in. Let us love and forgive now and accept the gift that Mother Mary has given us from her heart. Thank you, beloved Heavenly Mother Mary, and let us go and walk in the fullness of our presence, in the fullness of that which you have created us in, to go forth and love all life and be the blessing that you have created us to be in our originality. We thank you, O Lord God Almighty. Thank you, beloved Heavenly Father. Let us bless all in love and light this day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Linnell. Donna, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and share the announcement.
Okay. Well, actually, right now, something's going on April 25th through April 29th. And April 29th, Mountain View, California, author talk and ascension workshop at East West Bookshop, which is going on right now. April 26th through 28th, San Mateo, California, booth and lecture and ascension panel at New Living Expo. June 20th through 23rd, Livingston, Montana, Summer Solstice Conference, Saint Germain and the Seven Archangels speak on Twin Flames and the Aquarian Love. July 5th through 7th, Mount Shasta, California, special event opportunity, Rings, Pray, Sing, and Dance, and Play in the Light. September 20th through 22nd, Livingston, Montana, Autumn Equinox, Prayer Vigil, and the Seven Archangels. September 27th through 28th, Ocean City, New Jersey, workshop at the Heart Crystal Boutique. David will be there. September 29th, Falls Church, Virginia, booth and lecture at Pathways Natural Living Expo, and December 12th through 15th, Vista, California, Mary University event at the Temple of Clarity, a winter solstice celebration in Ascended Master Love and Light. Meet the Karmic Board and prepare for 2020. Thank you.
Wow, thank you. We've got a lot going on, don't we?
Yes.
I'm going to stop this recording, and then anybody who would like to stay with us and have us pray with you for anybody or anything that's on your heart, or if any of you have questions about some of the material that we shared tonight, please stay with us and feel free to ask. And I will just stop the recording right now.